In the holy name of Jesus, amen. From the beginning, loneliness was a sickness that our Lord was quick to cure. In the Garden of Eden, before God had created Eve, Adam was alone. He had no suitable partner for marriage. He didn't even have a friend. There was no one for him to share himself with. He was alone. Our Lord remedied this with the creation of Eve. Our Lord gave Adam and Eve to each other in the one flesh union of marriage. As Adam and Eve followed the Lord's directive after the fall to be fruitful and multiply, communities were established. Love is shared between all in the community, which is how God created us to be, in communion with God and each other. As we're familiar with, though, sin brings separation, not only from God, but from each other. Our sins certainly cause a rift in our relationship with God. In our anger, greediness, distress, impatience, and frustration towards our neighbors cause a rift in our relationship with our neighbors, but also with God. This Christmas season and this last year, sin has separated us from our neighbor in a unique way, through diseases and viruses and sicknesses. These all lead to death. So since Scripture teaches that our sin leads to death, we confess that diseases, viruses, and sicknesses result from our sin. After all, Christ eradicated diseases and sicknesses from folks in his ministry on earth, because sickness results from a fallen, sinful world. But this year, sin has done its job. Through coronavirus, sin has separated us from each other. It's been difficult. Whether the separation is for the better or the worse, it's still the hand the Lord has dealt us. But perhaps some without family quarantined in their household are experiencing a particular dosage of feelings this time of year: abandoned, lonely, and unloved. That's ultimately what sin brings at the end of the day. Feelings like there's no one to turn to. There's no one in your corner advocating for you. You're tired, weary, and alone. Sinful man may abandon community with one another. Diseases and viruses may cause us to distance from each other, especially this year. But take heart in our Emmanuel, our God with us. Our text from Isaiah gives great comfort to the lonely and afflicted with sin. God says to his people who are with him by faith, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you." In our psalm, we hear how God is our refuge and strength, always present to us and accessible through prayer to us in our troubles. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. While here on earth, though, the Lord's help may seem distant, or at least his help is hard to identify in our lives. Certainly, we receive divine help in our sicknesses, distresses, and troubles, though at times the Lord's help may come to us in the form of our neighbors, a nurse who dresses our wounds, a doctor who diagnoses our disease and seeks a cure, a grocery store worker who provides for your daily bread by stocking the shelves for you, a friend who calls on the phone and talks to us out of love and care, not out of obligation, our family members who demonstrate their love in various ways. Our Lord helps and cares for you in various ways through community, through people. So not having that in all its benefits this year has left us unsettled. But when people fail, the Lord is close by with his presence. Through his holy word, he seeks to care for the lonely, comforting them in their distresses and troubles. but for many that's not enough. For many, the Lord's words aren't comforting, because they view the Word of God no differently than the Word of man. They treat the Lord's words just like man's words, with maybe a sense of unreliability or a need to take them lightly, to guard yourself from disappointment. Or at least interpret the Lord's words in a way which only makes sense in a conceivable kind of way. Because God isn't really with us, right? In our reading from John 6, Jesus had just fed 5,000 men, not including women and children. He then taught them, "I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Many thought these words of Jesus to be silly. No one can just eat some bread and live forever. And what's this talk of eating flesh? That's crazy talk. Then in verse 66, many disciples who heard these words of Jesus turned away from him. His words didn't make sense to them. It seemed weird and impossible. Jesus then asked Peter, "Do you want to go away as well?" And Peter said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." To whom shall we go in our distresses, pain, and sin? How about to the God-man who brings life? How about to the Word of God made flesh? How about to the altar of our Lord whose flesh brings eternal life? This is our Emmanuel. This is our God with us, just as he promised in Matthew 28:20, "I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." In his presence, he comes to restore us in community with himself and each other, like in the Garden of Eden, both here on earth and one day in everlasting life, when it will be experienced in its fullness. He also comes to strengthen us in our faith here on earth, because the burden of our sins is impossible to manage alone. So he came to bear the burdens with us in his flesh, which was crucified on the cross for us, so that we never have to be alone. He has removed our sin from us so that we can be reconciled with our Heavenly Father, who loves, cares, and provides for you. So this Christmas, try reading the scriptures aloud. For his words are spirit and life. His word is why he came. In his word made flesh through Jesus, we have an accessible God who is quick to hear your troubles, to provide healing in the best possible way, whether that's in this life or the next. Despite any trials of faith, he's close by to give you his word, his body and blood. With these tools, he equips and prepares you to be restored to a Garden of Eden-like experience in community with God and each other. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.